thanks for locking in with 77 Flavors of Chicago. We're your host, Dario.
And I'm Sarah, and I hope you're ready to learn with us.
Today, we're talking about J.C. Deegan and xylophones and stuff.
And shit.
But first, did you know that the building that we're talking about is part of the Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce logo?
Oops.
Yeah, excuse me. Pardon me. That was early.
I learned that on while filming this episode, actually. I did not know that prior.
Did not know that.
Me neither.
But we'll get into more fun facts about everything we're going to talk about. But first, how y'all doing? Happy new episode week to y'all. Because y'all listen to this, you know, multiple days. But I hope everybody is doing well. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm actually...
Oh, wow. So we just one up in each other now.
Yeah, since you're going to get a one-word answer.
Well, I was going to elaborate.
But you passed it right off to me. You said, I'm good. How about you? So...
That's true. I did do that.
But since you want to elaborate, go ahead. Elaborate.
I often forget what I do during the... But I know this week was pretty busy for us. Last week, I mean... This week is also about to be busy, which I'm grateful for. I love being busy. I'd rather be busy than not busy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Better busy than bored, I say.
Yeah, right.
But we went to the Goodman.
Yes.
For the first time.
Yes.
And if you follow us on Instagram, you're listening to this on Monday, the video of our trip to the Goodman is up there, so you can go and check it out.
Yeah.
After 9 a.m. some of you would be listening to this shit at like 5 in the morning.
Midnight with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we also were... Well, but let's wait for that. Hold on, because there's more stuff I want to say about the Goodman Theater.
Okay.
Goodman Theater is pretty dope.
Yeah.
Fun fact about the Goodman Theater, y'all. Did you know that they have the skull? Well, I don't want to ruin this for you if you...
No, go ahead.
They have the skull of the guy who founded I.O. Improv Olympics here in Chicago.
Is that what I.O. stands for?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that stands for. Mind blown.
Wow.
Your mind blew, ain't it?
Blue. You know what also blows my mind?
What?
Is that improv ends with V. Like, ends with the letter V.
Why is that improv?
I know it's a shortening of improvisation, I'm assuming.
Improvisation. You said we're not doing this pronunciation bullshit. I'm just saying.
But to end a word in a consonant like that is like a V is so odd to me. I don't know why. What other word ends with the letter V?
Natasha Romanoff.
That's who the fuck is that?
Scarlett. No, Scarlett. Yeah. what's her name? Scarlett Johansson. But what was her name? Black Widow.
Black Widow. It is.
Wow, what a fake fan. Yeah, what a fake fan. I got it though. I got there. So the letter V be throwing you off?
Just at the end of the word, it kind of throws me off. I don't know why. It just feels odd.
I feel like it's a lot of words that end in V. I can't think of most of them.
You feel like there should be an E after that.
Well, it'd be improve.
Yeah, right. Oh, I guess. I'm looking up words that end in V. I've never heard of any of these words.
Let me see.
Okay, dev.
Oh, this is short for developer.
Yeah, but that's not a word.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's not. No one says, hey, can you call up a dev for me?
I mean, you're right. It's not shiv. A word. Yeah, shiv is. That's a word. Yeah, that's a word.
That is prison slang for an improvised knife.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
Did not know that. Never heard of that word.
Or called a shizank.
Wow. Chiv.
Chiv.
Is also a knife, but in British English.
I was. You know what's funny? Go ahead. I'm not going to say. I knew it was a different language. I ain't going to say which language I was about to pick. But go ahead. What other?
Gov. G-U-V.
Oh, gov.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Used by a man to address another man who is a customer, except, et cetera, meaning sir.
Is that's British.
Like governor.
Yeah, I was about to say governor.
Anyway, tangent.
That's all good. We can do tangents.
Yeah, but how are you? How was your week?
I'm good. I think I'm about to say what I think you were going to say. Y'all. Yeah,
thanks for stealing it from me, though. So.
Well, I mean, you didn't have to pass it off. Again, yet again, you passed it off
told
to me.
You literally told me don't talk.
No.
You literally said, wait.
I said there's more about
anyway, just talk.
Goodman Theater. What you on?
Nothing.
What's going
nothing.
On?
This is how I am all the time.
That is, but you
damn. Don't, you think I'm like this all the time?
That was a setup. My dumb ass fell for it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm about to say what I think you were gonna say.
Just fucking
y'all.
Say it.
we had a fun time at the Chicago Architect Center. Thank y'all, everybody at the Chicago Architect Center. Y'all, we are part of an exhibit.
That's crazy.
In Chicago, if you are outside of Chicago and you visit it anytime from now to like February next year or April next year. You can go to the Architect Center, 111 East Wacker Drive, and you can
go take your ass upstairs
and see us. It's part of an exhibit.
On a TV.
Yes.
And a little thing that says thank you to Sarah and Daria from 77 Flavors.
You know, like that shit felt good. How that make that feel good? Didn't
yeah, it did.
Y'all, it's crazy.
And
man.
Then what felt better was that our merch is now at the Chicago Architecture Store.
Man, level up season.
So you
hold
can,
on, I ain't giving no coins out.
Yeah, that's
damn.
Right.
Ooh, God damn.
Jesus.
You know what? You know what? When we do, it's loud to us right here, but like in post, it's not loud. I mean, it's normal size. Normal size. Normal size volume.
But yeah, so you know, I don't often get sappy. False. I get sappy constantly, but I feel like, you know, you guys know that if you didn't really like fuck with us when it comes to this,
yeah,
none of this would be possible.
Yeah, it's true.
But, the Architecture Center really like fucked with us before we had a ton of followers.
Sure did.
But they fuck with us more now.
Right.
Right. Obviously because we like built a relationship, but obvious also because we have like numbers and
right.
Results
that
people care about that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Results matter.
So, you know, we really appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. You are making dreams we did not know we had come true.
Shit. That's true. But I didn't know this. But
I didn't know this was an option.
I didn't know this was an option either. You know
but
what I'm saying?
Now that we're here.
You know?
I want this in every
more,
museum.
More. You know what I mean? We should have a... I ain't going to say what we should have.
I don't know what movie it is, but there's this movie. She was like a cancer patient that was dying. But anyway, she would always say, thank you more, please.
Yeah.
And I like that.
I do. I have one more. Man, look, I think it's just going to be crazy. You know what's going to happen? When I see somebody, you know, walking from...
I know, that's going to be crazy.
Man, look, if we see anybody around town, and also the latest order of shirts have already shipped, so we got more shirts.
Some people got them already.
Yeah, out in the store. Really? Have they tagged us? Mm-hmm. They tagged us?
No, someone messaged us. A few people messaged us and said, I got my shirt today.
Oh, perfect. Today? Like today?
No, like a few days ago.
Okay.
Cool. I mean, obviously not Monday, because this is in the future.
Right. Right, y'all late.
So they've already received their
shirts. Yeah. But, nah, if I see somebody walk around in that shirt, man, I'm
pass out.
I'm tripping. Yeah, I'm acting a fool. I'm asking
like,
if I take
you get
pictures.
That shirt?
Next thing you know, they're gonna be like, "It's an angry black man running towards my way."
Damn. Then you get arrested.
Talking about, he got my shirt. They're gonna be like, "You come with me, sir." I'm gonna be like, "God dang, this is
horrible.
This is horrible. This turned out tragic."
Let's not put that out there.
Yeah, no, not tragic. You know, tragic and hood tragic. Well, damn, not that either.
Let's end this year.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, JC Deegan.
No. Yo, let's get into it.
First, before we start this episode, shout out to Nick, who reached out to us. His Instagram handle is tiny.xylophone.
Yeah.
And
let me get your boy. Give him one of these little. Yeah.
For real.
He's the one with the lead.
He deserves that.
Yeah.
Because he reached out to us and was like, hey, I have an idea for an episode that I think, would you guys be willing? He actually said, would you be willing to do a video on this? And I looked at it and I was like, we could actually do a whole episode on this.
Yeah, right.
Because it's a cool story, a great piece of Chicago history. And we just want to, and also we love that. If you have ideas, please DM us, email us. Our email is like either Sarah or Dario, like, you know, not both, not Sarah or Dario, but Sarah at 77flavorsshy.com. Or you can email Dario at 77flavorsshow.com.
Or hell, media. Yeah. You know, I'm bad at my emails, but.
Yeah, I have your inbox, so I get to see. I'm the admin. Yeah, yeah. I'm admin and social media manager, hey. So I see both DMs and emails. So, don't be coming in there, sweet. Hey, okay. Shit. Talking about Dario's voice.
No, I open up the email if they say opportunity media request,
and then he doesn't respond and leaves it unread, and I don't see it. And
No. We ain't never missed one like that. Anyway,
But yeah, so Nick did reach out to us and suggested this idea, and I was like, amazing. And then we asked him to be on the episode. I said, if you're comfortable, would you like to be on the episode? We'd love to, this is your idea. We kind of want you to help us, get the episode going.
Yeah.
And so he did.
He did, yeah. And very nice guy. Very nice guy. Spent some good time with us, had his whole xylophone set up there. And was going crazy. Matter of fact, we was on a block. It was on a block, and he was just playing.
And people came up and were like, "Is that what that was?" Yeah. And, they heard it from down the street.
Yeah, right. They really did, y'all. Matter of fact, should we play them some tunes from ladies and gentlemen?
It sounded so nostalgically beautiful.
It did. This sounds so good, y'all.
He's so talented,
y'all. Let's give it up for our boy Nick one time. Let's go. Let's get it. That's Nick for you, man. Hey, give it up for Nick, y'all. One time for Nick. Yeah. You know, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Nick White, everybody. Yeah. We really do appreciate you for spending that time and doing it.
Yeah, he actually spent a couple hours with us, which is super generous because he absolutely didn't have to. But
yeah.
So yeah, let's talk about J.C. Deegan, everybody.
Yes.
So a little bit of backstory about who the man is that actually started the company. He founded J.C. Deegan in 1880. His name was John Calhoun Deegan, and he was a developer of musical instruments.
A dev
of musical instruments, if you may.
Hey, let's go. Where's my rim shot at, man? I
don't know what that means.
You don't know what the rim shot is?
No.
Pause.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Here's the rim shot. There it is.
Oh. Well.
Too late on that one.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So he started J.C. Deegan Inc. and they started developing percussion musical instruments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so one of them was the vibraharp. I'm gonna butcher all these, so just disregard. Okay,
the xylophone. I saw that too. What the hell?
The vibraharp or vibraharp
or the vibe?
There's no vibe. It was nicknamed the vibe. This one, God. Is gonna uppercut the shit out of me.
Tubular bells?
No, Glockenspiel.
The Glockenspiel.
The Glockenspiel. Okay.
Glockenspiel.
The organ chimes, the aluminum chimes, the aluminum harp. No. And the Swiss handlebells, the marimba, a ton of those kinds of instruments, right? And so they started in 1880. And one of the other things that they did was they also developed church bells, which you can hear in some churches in Chicago.
Not these church bells.
No, that's an organ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. First of all.
But go crazy.
Go off.
Go off. F off.
Okay. My bad, y'all. Still get it together.
Yeah. But do you want to give us a little bit more about the history?
Man, look, I was vibing. Vibing.
Okay.
No, well, but yeah. All right.
So, in 1880, he actually started the company in St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
and then moved to Chicago. And in the 20th century, the early years of the 20th century, he didn't love the Glockenspiel that was used in theater. It didn't record well, and he played the instrument also, so he kind of had experience in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started playing around with like producing these new instruments.
Trying to make it better.
Yeah.
That's crazy that he played instruments like, you know, I could make this better. Like a whole ass
instrument. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, a whole instrument. That he feel like he could just make it better.
I could do this.
You know? like what? So what's crazy is, so he was in St. Louis doing all this, but then it really didn't jump off for him down in St. Louis.
Yeah, he moved to Chicago.
Had to come to the Chi-Town. You know what I'm saying? And so he came over to the spot over at Ravenswood, the Deacon building. And that's really where, obviously, it just took off, right? Yeah. We're talking about 1897, right at the turn of the century, is when he came over to that building right there.
Yeah.
Cool thing about that building, and during his time, he actually really, really, like, started, like, mass producing these things. And this is, like, this is right around the time, right, where... now he's got celebrities starting to like.
Yeah, now you have actual artists in concert playing these instruments, and people actually going out to see them. And the xylophone became really popular in media and like entertainment, specifically because it recorded so well. It's such a high pitched noise.
It's different. You know what I'm saying?
That when you're recording the audio, it came through. Not distorted, because at the time, obviously, the technology was not advanced enough that, like, they didn't have a 32-bit flow, you know what I mean?
Which by the way, y'all, that audio that you heard, we had those little-ass microphones that we used to record our episode. We gave it one to Nick, and we put one on the magnet
on the xylophone.
That's the audio we got from that. That was some of the most clear audio.
They don't pay us, though, so don't even worry about who it is.
Yeah, right. for real.
But yeah, so, you know, you had famous musicians now in concert, and so they started making these records of musicians playing the xylophone, and that
they got some.
They blew up the company.
Yeah,
like it just became super popular, and they even made things like dinner chimes, which. Did not, my poor ass did not know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Like ding, 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 like dinner is served.
Speaking of dinner chimes, did you know this? I want you to do this. Did you know about the little, some certain bells here in Chicago, the NBC bells?
Oh yeah. So that was one of the other chime that he made up was the NBC.
The NBC
they
jingle.
They were played on Deegan.
Yeah. Bells. And it's. Yeah, if you are unfamiliar with what we're talking about, we're going to play the NBC noise.
There it is.
let's go. That's crazy, y'all.
I actually have the 1933 recording of it. Let's see if I
can. Oh, you want to play it? Yeah, no, I got it right here.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it right here. Let's go ahead and do this live editing right now. Oh, wow.
Can you imagine? Like,
AF New York.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow. That was it?
Yeah, those were the NBC chimes.
He had no energy when he did that.
Well, but like, listen to that audio and like the difference between that and between how it sounds recorded today.
Right.
And like the quality of how like the recording changed.
Right, that's true.
Kind of crazy.
Because it sounded like, all low tones.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
Were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, okay. So the company continued to be owned by family members. It was two generations owned Deegan. And then in the 1980s, about 1985, they dissolved the company and Yamaha bought it.
Yamaha, y'all.
Which is like an insane instrument company.
Yeah.
If you've heard of any music instrument company, you've heard of Yamaha.
Yeah, right.
And so they bought Deegan, and the instruments still exist. Yeah. Like 100-year-old instruments still. The one you listen to is 100 years old.
Yes.
It's from the 1920s.
And speaking of them still existing, just go back to the building real quick.
Yeah.
Once they were bought out, the building remained. Now, this is a massive building. If you've ever been over to Ravenswood, and you know, like kind of like that artsy like stretch of where it just spans long viaducts, really.
Yeah.
That building, the whole building on that block, used to be Fadigan Manufacturing.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. But now, on the second floor,
it's now residential.
It's commercial. I believe it's mixed use.
I think so.
Or, yeah, yeah. Because
there's a restaurant in the building.
Yeah.
There's some people that live there.
Yeah.
There's, you know, a couple different things.
And so, on the second floor, one of Deegan's old employees purchased the building, the second floor from him, so to kind of keep where they, you know, used to work. And now it's to repair the old instruments, which is really cool. Now, if you go there, there's some really, really dope things.
It's like an insane amount of history up there.
Yeah.
The building itself is really cool and very historical, but the second floor where the repair is, they're actually open in October to the public, so you can go and see it. I think it's called the Art Walk.
Yeah.
But they repair instruments from around the country, and they also have, so each Deegan instrument is like stamped with a serial number and like the year that it was made.
Yeah.
They have all these stamps.
Yes.
They have the stick that they use to
pitch tune it for.
No.
Pitch for.
No.
What you
that
mean?
They used to play
those. Oh, the little, what are those called? The drumsticks?
No.
The marimba bongs.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
they have a ton of them from like the 70s and the 50s that like they never sold.
They never
that
are sold.
Still in packaging.
We asked the old boy, he was like, you gonna, are they for sale? He was like, no, we never selling those.
Yeah.
That's honestly, I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't either.
I mean, for the right price.
No. They have pictures, they have like posters, they have flyers like that are years old. They have signs, and they have, okay. And one thing they do have that we just didn't get a chance to see because it kind of was like, it's a room that's full of instruments that are there to be repaired.
And so, you heard?
And so there was an instrument that was made for the World's Fair, and it was nuts. Made, it was like a green color, and it's stamped like for the World's Fair.
For the World's Fair, yeah.
And you can actually see it when, if you go in October for the Art Walk, and go into Deegan, and you can visit and see that. But we didn't get to see it.
We didn't get to see it. But it's, I mean, honestly,
I might ask Nick for a photo just so I can post it in our stories.
Right, that's a good point. I honestly go in there, and so we, you know, one of the old owners of that space was kind of like, he had something that he, an affinity, I should say, for museum.
Yeah.
And so this looks kind of like a museum of sorts. Obviously, they're working on equipment there, but
there's a ton of instruments being repaired.
Ton.
And some of them are huge. Like if you go and watch our YouTube video, you will see this. Like the we captured footage, that's documented on there, and you can actually see what it looks like on the inside. And you can see the size of the xylophone that Nick is playing in comparison with the ones that are in the shop being repaired. They're like three times the size of the one. He has portable one.
So yeah.
He has
broke it down. He set it up right there in front of us.
Took like a couple minutes max to set up.
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah. That, which is nuts. I don't know. This whole thing like was just amazing. Now, we went to a church that uses.
It's one of the churches.
Yeah. One of Deegan's churches.
Church bells.
St. John Cantius Church over in Westtown.
Yeah.
We went right there. And so fun fact about this one. We drive by past this thing so many times.
So many times.
So many times. As a matter of fact, I've taken a picture from
your
our
drone,
friend,
right?
Yeah, no, not even drone, but like my camera, my from a friend's house, and did not know that this was a very historic. Pretty much everything in Chicago is historic.
For real,
yeah. If it's a church, it's probably historic. Yeah.
It's Polish. It's
yes,
a Polish church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's insane.
It's insane.
Inside.
It's insane. Like looking at
so beautiful.
Looking at this church. It reminded me of when we went over to Italy. Like, like this is nuts.
Yeah, it's not. It's very. It's like gold leaf, stained glass,
colorful,
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's really, really nice on the inside. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, yeah.
It was surprisingly open. We went on a Monday, and usually some churches are like locked.
Don't
but
you,
no, this was open.
Most church should be open. Like.
But do you know? Remember the church by Newberry when we
oh,
went?
I remember.
It was closed.
I remember.
And I was like, why isn't? Aren't you the house of God?
You said
stay open.
They said on Sundays. Yeah. What you talking about? But no, it's very honestly, if you got a chance to go check it out, go check this out, yeah, or at least look at that video because it is absolutely beautiful.
And what was cool is as we were recording, the bells went
off. Oh my God, man, the bells was going off at the perfect time. Speaking of bells, inside of there, the pipes in the tubes that they have, 3,900.
Yeah.
In that church, and it doesn't even look like it.
Right. They're connected to each other. So if you look up and you see where like one side of those like tubular things are, and you look across, there's the other set and they are connected to each other.
Yeah. Right. That's nuts. Like that is nuts.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. But there's a fine example of Deegan being at use in here in Chicago. Yeah. Did not even know that.
Yeah.
Had no clue.
Nick absolutely did not ask us to say this, but he does teach xylophone. Like, he teaches all these instruments.
Yeah.
He teaches a ton of different instruments, actually. I don't know how he plays so many, but, and that's one, like, I was so fascinated.
He's multi-talented.
But I'm fascinated by the instrument itself.
Yeah.
Like, it just sounds so nostalgic to me. Like, I don't know.
The vibe of the video is dope, actually. Our YouTube is pretty dope.
Yeah.
But just the vibe of being out there, sitting out there chilling.
In the summer.
It was a nice freaking day. Like, sun was shining. People was walking, jogging, and Nick was just so playing. Cool. We was trying to get him to... Oh, boy. I was like, oh, shit, it's going down. My bad. My bad, y'all.
An ambulance.
Yeah, yeah. But no, we were trying to get him the man... Take this out to the Chicago streets, man. Like, you are just...
I just think it's
put a hat down. Yeah. Put the suitcase down.
It just sounds so happy and so upbeat. Happy. Like, yes. I just loved it so much.
Perfect summertime.
One last cool little Easter egg in front of the building. There's this little yellow bench that you can sit at. And on the yellow bench, there's...
microphone.
Okay. A two-sided microphone where you can speak into it and the other person can put their ear against the other side and hear you sitting on the other end of the bench. Not that it's that big, but it just looks cute.
It's so
like a nice little yellow, a nice little ode to what the building was.
Yes.
And so, I just think it's like such a special little piece of history that you might pass all the time and never notice.
I agree.
And not know because it just doesn't exist in that building anymore. And the fact that it's responsible for the MBC chimes is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's you're welcome.
You're NBC. Welcome.
Yeah.
You know.
And that was Chicago to New York. Y'all welcome. We heard you.
For real.
Shout out to Deegan and more Chicago history. Shout out to Nick. Shout out to the Deegan factory for letting us in there while they work. We appreciate you.
Yeah. That was so, so fun.
Yeah. Speaking of all fun, what's going on outside?
I don't know.
God damn.
We live by a retirement home, so you know.
Stop.
We do. Damn.
I know we do, but what you mean by that?
It's an ambulance. What do you mean?
You said somebody over there. Really retiring. Anyway. All right.
If you enjoyed this episode, please send it to someone you love. If you have any ideas for us, you know where to reach us. And if you did not enjoy this episode,
amen.
Check back next week. Yeah. Maybe number 150. Maybe stop listening, actually.
Yeah, right. What? I don't know what number we are.
I don't know. 150 something?
I think we're 170.
Damn.
I think so.
Well, maybe 171 will be the one.
Yeah, right. Damn, yeah, shit.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, we will see you.
Bye.
Peace.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we hope you loved it.
And if you could please follow us on social media at 77 Flavors Shy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter.
If you have any ideas or deep dives that you'd love us to do, please contact us at media@77flavorsshy. That's the number 77 flavors and shy for Chicago.com.
If you like visuals, please subscribe and follow and watch us on our YouTube channel at the same thing, 77 Flavors Shy. Or search 77 Flavors of Chicago.
If you would like to support us monetarily, go ahead and click that Buzzsprout link in the description of this episode.
And as always, we gonna see you next week. Peace.